This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Katrina at 11 years. On the Katrina anniversary this year, I'm flying out of the country for 2 weeks to work in the Netherlands, Germany, and Canada. It wasn't so long ago that this was a no-fly, must-be-home day because there were commemorations, volunteer projects, and other events that noted the progress, or lack of it, in the years since Katrina inundated New Orleans. Katrina's in the news now only as a reference point and warning since climate triggered 1,000-year rains have recently flooded parishes from the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain across from the city up the river to Baton Rouge. It's fair to say that Katrina has been off of the front pages for some time, but now it's off the back pages as well. So how is New Orleans doing 11 years after the storm? And last year, a hospital opened in eastern New Orleans for the first time, and the first project in the rebuilding of healthcare in the center of the city came with the opening of the new Veterans Hospital. That's good, and with the expansion of Medicaid finally, with the election of a new governor, the first Democrat since the storm, will mean a lot to the city and the state's lower-income families. The schools are finally on a countdown to unification after their seizure by the state after the storm and the ushering in of the largest charter school experiment in the city. The schools will finally be under the Democratic control of New Orleans voters soon, though the business and charter industry is moving rapidly to control the elections. The teachers' union, decimated by firings after the storm, is organizing again and faced two more elections this year. There was a move finally by the state to equalize support so that some of the charters, many accused of not supporting special needs children, but getting a premium for more advanced programs, are screaming in opposition to the new equity in the funding formula. The slow slog of rebuilding and downsizing public housing is still underway, and the crisis in affordable housing is still so intense that 80,000 can't come home, even if they wanted to do so, because there's no place for them. The major influx has been younger and whiter. A good example of skewed public policy was the awarding of tax credits to a developer taking over an old school property in Treme to build more affordable housing for artists. We now will have four housing complexes for artists, while public housing is still half done. There is infill construction in some of the older neighborhoods like Bywater that didn't flood, but graffiti and anti-gentrification vandalism greeted the opening of the old public market as too upscale for the food desert that remains in the Ninth Ward. The police have announced a training program that tries to reshape the culture of the department so that officers will act rather than conceal when they see their fellow officers involved in ethical breaches. The police department reassigned all of its community beat police because of increased crime. There's street construction everywhere, but there are estimates that it could take another $9 billion to put the city surface roads in safe condition. Neighbors noted that a project on Galvez has been stuck in a rut for a year now with water so deep that when it rains, people fear drowning. A streetcar line, though, is scheduled for completion from Canal Street to Elysian Fields. I should talk about jobs, but there's not much to say, really. So 11 years on, we're moving in New Orleans, that's for certain, but still it's too often two steps forward and one step back, and that's where there's progress. Sadly, there are many areas that are just plain stuck. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.